Hi, I'm just down in Leederville, and I'm interviewing Yuko here, and she wants...
Beautiful and sexy girl.
She's a beautiful and sexy girl, and apparently she's going to tell us what a perfect date is. So here she goes.
So, when I was 18, my ex-boyfriend at same class, and one day he asked me go out for date, but it was Christmas. It's very hard to explain where I went to because there is a very, very, how can I say, famous and popular spot for the girlfriend and boyfriend. And not just years, no, 2 years ago, that building destroyed. So my memory is destroyed. I don't know, they just closed and they destroyed.
It fell down.
Yeah. It's so sad because, you know, which means my memory is also destroyed.
No, well, that's your memories. Your memories exist up here, right? Yeah. In your head.
But when I went to there, I always remember my first love.
Well, maybe you need to draw a picture.
No. Draw a picture or write a book or something. Yeah,
no, you can do that.
You don't draw?
No, I'm not good at drawing, so unfortunately.
Write a journal? You don't write a journal? Like, dear diary, when I was 18, we went to this
big mountain.
No way.
Now you can check my website and you can listen to this and you can download it and then you can keep this memory forever so you remember how you told us about this place.
No way, it's so embarrassed. I don't want to do that. So, but you know, I asked you, what is your perfect dating?
My perfect date?
Yes.
I don't know, it'd be just probably like, just like going somewhere where there's like, you know, a good music, but not like,
yeah, but it comes
and it's
down.
Not like you sit there at the front of the stage just staring at the band going, it's like somewhere you can dance, you don't have to look at the band, you can just enjoy it with some like sparkling wine or something.
Oh, champagne. Yeah. And what do you want
and just
to
like
talk?
You can just go off to the, you know, the wings of the ballroom or whatever.
And what do you want to talk with her?
I don't know. Gossip.
But think about it.
It's not so romantic talk about the gossip.
Well, everyone loves talking about gossip. It's like, hey, how's it going? You know, I saw your friend the other day down the street and he had this little new girl on his arm. Like, yeah. Anyway, thanks for tuning in to my new radio session.
どういたしまして。
That's Yuko signing off. I'm not sure what she's saying, but we'll
no
see.
Worries.
No worries.
Okay, no worries. So there you go. That's what nori is in Japanese. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Oh my God.
I'll tune in with you guys later.